Helena Thiessen spends hours recalling the past. Her childhood memories are vivid. She still remembers when the two men came to take her from her little house in Nuuk, the capital of Greenland, 70 years ago. She was taken to a ship preparing to sail for a long journey to Denmark.
Why should I go leave my mother? Why didn't my mother say yes to that? I feel me so lonely, and when we go to bed, I every night are crying.
Helena was among 22 Inuit children chosen for a social experiment carried out by Danish authorities in 1951. The goal was to turn orphan children into members of a modern Greenland, but not all of them were orphans. When they arrived in Copenhagen, some were sent to an orphanage and others to foster families. Journalist Anna Christian Herman says the experiment was part of a Danish scheme in the 1950s to maintain control over its former Arctic colony.
So the plan was to show the rest of the world that Greenland was a natural part of Denmark and needed to remain part of Denmark through integration rather than autonomy. And this is where the children come into the picture.
Helena spent almost 2 years in Denmark. She was told never to use Greenlandic language, and when she later went home, she struggled to communicate with her family members.
Why didn't she answer me? And then a little after, she answered me and said something, and it was like my life broken because I could not understand her.
The experiment was a failure. By the time the children were reunited with their families, 2 years later, they say they felt traumatized, their childhoods shattered. It took the government decades to apologize, but Helena still feels angry and hurt.
It will always be a very, very bad thing in our hearts. It will never go away.
Only six of those forced to take part in the experiment are still alive. We know little about the others, apart from some who suffered mental health problems and alcohol abuse, and one who took his own life. Helena's life would never be the same again. She never managed to reconcile with her mother, who couldn't overcome the regret of letting her child be taken away from her. A story that serves as a reminder of what Helena describes as a dark chapter in Denmark's history. Hashim Al-Bara, Al Jazeera, Copenhagen.